talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
At night, place my hand flat on my chest. I feel the heart beat back the night. I tried counting sheep and I've talked to the shepherd and played with my pillow forever, ever. I sit alone and I watch the clock. I breathe in on the tick and out on the tide. On the kitchen floor, and I don't have to have these dreams no more. And I've found someone just to hold me tight and hold the insomniac all night.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Billy Pilgrim with Insomniac, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Flooring Factory in Goose Creek, and we'll be talking with Jarrett Miller with Flooring Factory. Also, Chris, remodeling contractor and custom builder Chris Click with CK Contracting. And finally, we'll be talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. And Aiden Fabrics has a brand new building, a brand new location just off of 17 North in Mount Pleasant on Highway 41, right near 17. But I did want to mention that that artist, you may not have heard of them, that we played at the beginning, Billy Pilgrim. They were one of the bands in as part of 96 Wave Fest, which took place 24 years ago this month. And I don't talk very much about myself on our radio show, but I worked at 96 Wave during its heydays. For about 10 years, and was part of all the Wave Fest. If you're my age, if you're in your 40s or 50s, you may have attended a Wave Fest concert way back then. And there has they were organized and by the owner of 96 Wave, Woody Bartlett, who ended up selling the radio station and moving out west, and there has never been another concert like that in Charleston. Another series of events, like 96 Wave Fest since he left town. And my 15-year-old asked me if I had any old band T-shirts, and I told her I did. Dug out an old 96 Wave Fest shirt from 24 years ago, and it kind of reminded me of, and decided to play Billy Pilgrim. If you want to see a photo of that band T-shirt, go to Charleston Home and Design Design's Facebook page, and we've got a photo of that 24-year-old T-shirt that of the 96 Wave Fest T-shirt from 24 years ago. Have a great weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Flooring Factory, and they're located at 205 St. James Avenue in Suite 4 in Goose Creek, and that's right across from the Public Supermarket. And now we're talking with Jarrett Miller with Flooring Factory. How are you, Jarrett?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Jarrett, take a moment and tell everybody about Flooring Factory.
Well, we're a small, family-owned company. We sell any type of flooring, sand, refinish, install, kind of a turnkey, do everything with flooring.
Gotcha. Very quickly, just kind of name all of the different types of flooring that people will find at Flooring Factory.
We have solid hardwoods, engineered hardwoods, LVP, which is real popular right now, is luxury vinyl plank, laminate, mm-hmm. which has come a long way as well. We have laminates, and we have tile. We have a huge selection of tile.
Gotcha. That about cover it?
Yeah.
That's pretty much all the
That's all the main.
Right. What would be our next issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our winter 2020 issue, will be, we'll have a feature on flooring in the kitchen. And what kind of flooring are people putting in their kitchens these days?
Tile's still very popular. Pattern tiles, laying it out in patterns as well, with the decorative tiles, as well as the LVP, luxury, the vinyl plank, the waterproof laminate. So you have a lot more options mm-hmm. than we did 10 years ago, I'd say. Right. And also wood, solid wood as well.
Carrying it in from
the other running rooms it through house. The whole house. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Bathroom about the same kind of thing?
Bathroom's about the same. Again, that LVP is kind of that luxury vinyl plank is the waterproof sells it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no maintenance. And then the tile, and then either porcelain or ceramic tile as well. That you can't, it's waterproof, you know, it's waterproof. You can't mess that up.
Right. Talk about the luxury vinyl plank flooring for a minute, because that's gotten very, very popular these days. And I remember when it first came out, I thought, vinyl plank. I've put vinyl floors down at like a sheet product, and it didn't last. It was not a very good investment, and plus it was meant to look like tile or stone, but it really was it didn't look like tile or stone. But LVP, the luxury vinyl plank flooring, is completely. It's like night and day.
It is like night and day, and that vinyl word kind of has a stigma mm-hmm. towards it. It looks just like a wood plank, 4 or 5 feet long. They range about 6 to 8 inches in mm-hmm. width. Mm-hmm. It has a rigid core, so it's not as thick as something like a laminate product. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a little thicker core. It's a rigid core. It requires very thin padding underneath it, and that's really just a moisture barrier. Mm-hmm. It's textured. You can get it some more than others, so it actually feels like real wood. Mm-hmm. It's some good stuff. I mean, it's a...
And people, as far as durability goes, people are putting it in restaurants and in commercial buildings, and you may say, well, you know, I don't know if I want my house to have the same flooring that's in a restaurant, but it looks great. And if you ever have a flood, which, you know, that happens. I mean, I can think just off the top of my head of a couple of people that a pipe fitting let loose in the wall and they had a flood. You're not going to have the same issues with LVP as you would, say, with your wood flooring, cupping that kind of thing.
Correct. Exactly. And that's the beauty of it.
Right.
That's really the selling point of it. And when we use it in these commercial buildings, even not just the water aspect of it, if for some reason it was to get damaged, an area of it, you just pull a section up, replace mm-hmm. it, done. You didn't have to start from scratch, redo the entire floor.
It can be a floating floor, then not. You don't have to glue it down.
Correct. Okay. Correct. It can actually just lay. It's called loose lay. Mm-hmm. And that's more, that is more for commercial.
We have a lot of homeowners that have homes that were built on a slab. And so would the LVP, the luxury vinyl plank flooring, would that be good for somebody who has a slab?
That would. Yeah.
House.
That would.
And you mentioned the engineered hardwood, and that's also good for people whose houses are built on a slab. And tell our listeners why that is.
Correct. Engineered is it is wood flooring. It just, the body of it is engineered for our humidity, our moisture. Typically, there's a few different types of makeup that make up that body, but it is plywood layered, cross-layered mm-hmm. on top of each other mm-hmm. to build up stability, reduce cupping, like we were talking about, cupping, warping. We know what it's going to do mm-hmm. when it's on that concrete slab. We can predict that it's not going to cup or... that because it's that plywood, you can't really do that with a solid, you know, a solid wood product.
Because the
on the slab like that.
The slab, the concrete has moisture, and that can
exactly
wick up to the hardwood floors, and then all of a sudden the hardwood floors have moisture, and that's when you're going to have the cupping and twisting and,
correct.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the and you were talking about the plywood for that engineered mm-hmm. Wood hardwood, that's on the bottom part. If you were to look at a sample of it, and on the top layer, that's about how thick is that hardwood on top?
That typically varies. Let's see.
Maybe half an inch or so.
Not quite. Some of them are mm-hmm. a half inch, and many of them can be refinished.
Right.
Just like a solid wood product.
Right.
Some of them are half inch, I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. It just kind of depends, and that's going to determine the price a mm-hmm. little bit. That will affect the price. Personally, I have engineered in my house. I love it. I love it. Get compliments on it. It's held up exactly like I hoped it would, and I ran it into the kitchen as well.
Right. People sometimes get hung up on that word engineered.
You're exactly
Everybody likes natural products, yeah. but the top layer of that engineered wood is actual wood.
Absolutely.
And it can be refinished at least a couple of times.
Correct.
If you need to, and you don't refinish your floors very often anyways.
Yes.
Talk about so the LVP, that's the luxury vinyl plank. That's mm-hmm. a pretty big hot seller here at Flooring Factory. What are some of the other hot selling products?
In the woods, I'd say the engineered, we have a great selection of woods, whether it be the engineered or the solid, exotic woods or more traditional woods with the wide planks, the longer mm-hmm. boards versus kind of the shorter 4-foot pieces, and tile. I'd say tile is a big thing right now for us. We've been doing a lot of that.
Would that be, is Flooring Factory selling a lot of the larger format tiles?
Yes.
So people don't like the 11 by 11s and that kind of thing. They want the bigger.
To the more modern, yeah, it's just a little bit more modern. Mm-hmm. Or the rectangular, the 12 by 24
right.
size. It's just a little more updated look than your mm-hmm. traditional. However, we do still sell a lot of the regular square 12 by 12s or 8 by 8 squares.
Right. How about like the wood flooring? You mentioned exotic. So like I remember like 10, 15 years ago, Brazilian cherry was like uh-huh. super hot. Is that still popular? Or what colors are people or species are people going toward?
People are going more towards the natural. I see a trend in the more medium tones, lighter tones, still the oak, like French oak, mm-hmm. Not quite as much as that high shine Brazilian cherry mm-hmm. type that you're thinking of. Yeah. I don't know if it's maintenance or if it's just the trend, you know, the color trends.
Right.
There's a little more maintenance in keeping such a dark floor.
Right.
Clean.
How about are people buying like the various width boards, plank boards,
yes,
for wood? So yeah, that's available at Flooring Factory
that's
too?
That's definitely available. That's available for us to do, you know, we can actually do that. And also a lot of the manufacturers are selling it like that as well, mm-hmm, to where we don't actually lay out, you know, order a box of this, a box of that size to make it multi-width. They're actually selling the products, the multi-width now.
With that that in mind, that somebody's going to have that installed in their house with varying widths.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the installation of the flooring at Flooring Factory. Does Flooring Factory sub that work out to different crews, or do you have your own crews for that?
We have our own crews. That's one of that's really sets us apart from, I'd say, a lot of our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
We employ our own installers. They have been with us from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They work for us. We do not sub anything out. We run schedules just like every other company. You know, mm-hmm, we actually schedule it in here, in the showroom. So we're not depending on people that, I guess, aren't employed by us. It really does help.
Right, because they might have some obligations to other builders or that kind of thing. And you get bumped to the side because they have to take care of this or that, right?
Yes.
You have your own crews. You're able to take care of your own customers.
Yes, and training-wise. And just, you know, we know that they're...
Right.
We're all on the same page.
Exactly. Yeah. And it really is an art to when you're laying like wood flooring down, because I remember when we built our house and we had some beadboard installed on the ceiling, mm-hmm, and the interior trim carpenters, they were kind of young, inexperienced, and they ended up, they were kind of creating a pattern, and you don't want to see a pattern, whether it's on the ceiling or the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be, have a nice random look.
Yes.
Right. And that doesn't happen by accident.
Right. No, that's very purposeful. That does not. And that's knowing that our installers are capable of, mm-hmm, that we have project managers that he'll come to the beginning of every job. He'll come in during the middle of the project and there at the end, just so everybody is kind of on the same page, so, mm-hmm, there's no hiccups along the way, but we know they're trained.
Mm-hmm.
Some are better than others at, say, solid hardwoods versus, mm-hmm, floating floors. So we kind of prioritize that way, and that's how we're real efficient time-wise because of that.
Does Flooring Factory, do you folks install more of the pre-finished woods, or do you finish the flooring on site for your wood floors?
I'd say we do more of the pre-finished, mm-hmm, right now. However, we do a ton of sand and finish.
Yeah.
It's just typically right now we're selling more of the pre-finished. It's kind of hard to beat.
Yeah.
The technology.
The nice thing about the pre-finished is if you do damage a piece of wood or something, you can buy the exact same color and species and replace it, versus, you know, if it was finished and sanded on site, it might be hard to match that up.
Correct. Right. Or we would have to do a larger area to be able to match it up. You, mm-hmm, know, we'd have to do the whole room versus a 4x4 square, right, where the damage actually occurred.
So we've got the holidays coming up. Is it too late for people to have new floors installed in their home?
No. No, not yet.
Uh-huh.
This is definitely our busy time. We are, most any time of the year, we can start and finish a project from start to finish, from placing the order to signing off on the warranty, done. We can have it done in 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Which is quicker than a lot of people, yeah, you know, have in mind. And even we try to keep that time frame even during the holidays. So gotcha. We're still able to
That's pretty good. They, yeah. You could give Flooring Factory a call and have those new floors installed in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And how does that work? Will people come here to the Flooring Factory store in Goose Creek, or do you go to them?
We do both. We have a mobile showroom that has a great selection. But a lot of times people will come here, be it after we come out to measure mm-hmm. and do an estimate, or before we come, they'll come pick out some things. We'll bring them out when we come to do the estimate mm-hmm. so we can actually look at it in their house. It really depends on the client. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming if you have not started researching kind mm-hmm. of what, you know, if you don't know what you want at all. Sometimes it's easier for us to come out and then have you come in, and then we'll kind of guide you through the showroom mm-hmm. so you're not overwhelmed at maybe flooring that's not even an option for you, you know, right. for your project.
Speaking of the Flooring Factory showroom, kind of take our listeners on a tour, a virtual tour. So you walk into, you've got a beautiful showroom, by the way, okay, Flooring Factory, and you walk into Flooring Factory and describe what people are going to see.
When you walk in, we have some of our best hardwoods are located right when you walk in. It's a beautiful kind of a way to display those. Those are solid, you know, the solids and engineered hardwoods. We also have a ton of the LVP in the first area. We mm-hmm. have two units. Mm-hmm. And the first unit is majority of the solid hardwoods and the LVP. And on our left side, when you walk over there, that you'll see more of the engineered woods, laminates, waterproof laminates, as well as our big display of tiles, mm-hmm. which takes up a pretty big section.
Right, right. Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Flooring Factory?
We have a great website. It is flooringfactorysc.com. Mm-hmm. You can call our showroom. We Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our number is 843-790-4354. Mm-hmm. We'll be happy to give estimates over the phone. You know, if you're not quite ready to maybe have us come out to do a full estimate, we'll be happy to talk to you over the phone roughly about what you're thinking about doing, maybe what options we have for you. Maybe mm-hmm. you could do a little research. Take a look and see if that's what you're interested in prior to mm-hmm. actually meeting.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Well, I encourage everyone to come visit Flooring Factory. They're located at 205 St. James Avenue, Suite 4 in Goose Creek, across from Publix. And special thanks to Flooring Factory for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Jarrett.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and they are located at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about CK Contracting.
Yeah, sure. CK Contracting, we're located in essentially outer Mount Pleasant in the corner of 17 and 41, and we build and remodel homes. I started the business myself officially in March of 2002, so we've been around a while, and we continue to remodel houses in and around the Charleston area. Essentially, our footprint will go as far north as McClellanville, which is actually a pretty short drive mm-hmm. technically for us being in Mount Pleasant. And we'll go all the way down the coastline, all the way to Inner Johns Island, and everywhere in between, mainly along the coastline, the beaches, downtown Sullivan's Island, and so forth.
Gotcha. So CK Contracting, you folks will be happy to build a house for someone, a custom home. CK Contracting has been kept pretty busy with remodeling projects, right?
Absolutely, yes. Remodeling continues to, I don't want to say fall in your lap, but essentially that's kind of what it is with us. We're very fortunate for it. And at the same time, we absolutely entertain new construction. We do have one new construction project coming up here shortly. We'll start before the end of the year, and that is in Ondaw, out by Paradise Island. Mm-hmm. And then we have a handful of remodeling projects, mostly in the Mount Pleasant area, that we're currently working on as well. And we're booking up more projects for next year as well.
Mm, good. What is it about remodeling projects that sets CK Contracting apart from other contractors?
Communication. I often tell clients and prospective clients that contracting is similar to marriage. It's a temporary marriage. What makes marriage work? They say communication. Uh-huh. I don't know. That's what my wife said, but I didn't. I wasn't paying attention when she said it. No, I'm only joking. We schedule weekly meetings with the clients every single week, same day, same time, on site. Get some FaceTime. Obviously, there's communication. Beyond that, emails, text messages. We also have a software program that the younger builders are adapting to these days. And that is a platform for, again, more communication. And it's communication between the clients, the vendors, and also the trades. Mm-hmm. So everyone's on the same page. Everyone's seeing what's being said, what's expected, timelines, deadlines, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it's that's the most important thing. And also, I also preach to potential clients, go with the contractor whom you see best working with. Mm-hmm. Just like marriage. If both you, the client, the homeowner, and the builder have the same vision, same end goal, it's important. Mm-hmm. It's going to make the project more successful. Mm-hmm. We've been outbid on million-dollar homes over $5,000, which to me is a little short-sighted.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And, when it comes to hiring a builder, a lot of folks look for how their personalities will mesh with the homeowner and the builder, that's very, very important, because you're going to be spending an awful lot of time talking on the phone, talking in person, meeting. You've got to have that good chemistry with the homeowner, right?
Absolutely, yes. There again, like you said, the communication. If someone, I don't know, if you cannot understand someone, it's bottom line, not good communication. Mm-hmm. Yes, being able to understand, be on the same page, articulate your words well, where clients don't necessarily have the industry knowledge, and that's what we're here for, the builders, to facilitate that for them and basically educate them. Let them know of the options that are available. What's the benefit of option A over option B? Not just price, but there's also value options there as well. And a good builder is going to articulate that. Let them know what is to be expected, and make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I talk to someone who maybe has just bought their first house, or maybe doesn't have a whole lot of experience with building or remodeling,
I'll tell them that they have to sort of suspend reality in terms of what the normal way that they're maybe used to in terms of customer service, because sometimes the subcontractors don't show up on when they're supposed to. Sometimes there's just changes. You've made these plans, and then all of a sudden, no work gets done in 2 days or something like that, and you walk in, and it's not what you expected to see. How does CK Contracting handle those kinds of things?
Yes, you're correct. There are many challenges, hurdles, obstacles within contracting, and when you're dealing with a homeowner's house remodeling, those are only compounded.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, yes, schedules do have subcontractors might be a day or two late to the job. On our end, what we do there, we're also in constant communication with the trades and the vendors, letting them know of the schedule, where we are on the schedule, where they are expected to be on the schedule, to curb any of those missed days. Now, when we do have missed days, there's most municipalities are doing a really bang up job on inspections. But some of them can be 1 to 2 weeks behind, mm-hmm, on inspections. Homeowners tend to be rather sensitive about having a project sit idle with insulation in it, waiting for someone to take a look at it,
right,
to inspect it in order to pass it, in order for the drywall to happen. That's the next phase. And that's, you can't really do any other proactive work in that phase.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we explained to them that we do our best to pre-schedule them ahead of time in anticipation of the due date. It's tricky to do. It's a moving target. But we do have idle days there, and we just try to explain to them that, yeah, we're working on it. We're doing the best we can, and we will do as much proactive work at the same time in order to keep on schedule. Also, our software program will hold us accountable to the schedule, because before we start a project, we have an end date in mind already. And you know, we do everything we can to facilitate items to happen as quickly as possible to still meet that end deadline. Now, at the same time, a lot of our projects tend to have added items, which we are more than happy to do. It's kind of a saying of, hey, while you're here.
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
I've said it myself, yes, a million times.
And it makes good sense. It,
yeah,
really does. And we're more than happy to help. So at the same time, those while you're here items always add to the scope and the schedule as well. So usually in the end, we're on schedule as far as the overall timeline. And at the same time, we might have an added 2-3 weeks in there for the added work.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the reality is homeowners wish they could just snap their fingers and the before becomes the after. And that's that. That's kind of like that mentality that I call it the HGTV mentality, where in 30 minutes, you know, a house goes from start to finish. And that's what they wish could happen in their own home. And some of your clients at CK Contracting, they probably don't all move out of the house. Some of them are staying in the house. And how do you handle that? Because I heard the term about 10 years ago, dust eaters, and to refer to the people who decide to stay in their home while it's being remodeled.
Yes. Well, I could speak for myself. I wish I could snap my fingers and have the project done as quick as that. But no, yes, you're right. It is a dynamic. There again, I'll go back to a matching personality, or more essentially, whom you best seen yourself working with. Mm-hmm. The contractor's responsible for it. Bottom line, dust. And it construction is a dirty job, and it dust is inevitable. Mm-hmm. In many different forms. Mm-hmm. Sawdust, drywall dust is probably the biggest offender of all of them. But no, we plastic. I don't know how much plastic and painter's tape we go through in a year. It would be an interesting find if we could quantify that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we do our best to have temporary walls. And one project we have now, I think we're on the third temporary plastic wall. So the temporary walls, actually one of them was plywood. You have to work with them in phases, just like the construction project. And it's a never-ending battle. You will never contain all of it. And you have to kind of, the homeowner going into the project will have to have their expectations of some dust happening.
How do you manage your crews on the job site in terms of playing music and clean up at the end of the day and things like that?
Yeah, we have guidelines set in place for all subs to follow, and most of our subs have been with us for many, many years, and we speak the same language at this point, so we're on the same page, and that's super beneficial right there. Every job we have a folder of a safety manual for good construction processes, you could say, and also in there what's expected to be done by the subcontractors, just like you said. No loud music, and clean up after your mess every day. It has to, a clean job site is a safe job site, or safer at least. And we constantly preach those. And another big offender would be parking in front of someone's mailbox.
Oh yeah. So those little things can bug the crap out of the homeowners and the neighbors.
It can, yes.
Well, that's good. That I think that is. You said something very, very important that I want to just reiterate with the listeners about the fact that CK Contracting has been working with the same subcontractors for many, many years. And translating that, what that means is you've got an excellent relationship with those subs. You pay them on time. They do what's expected. So if not, you would have fired them a long time ago. And not every contractor can say that. I've met many a contractor over the years who burns through subs because they don't treat them right. They don't pay them, what they're worth. And it's always somebody kind of new getting in there, and you never know what you're going to get. So that's very, very important. The subs that CK Contracting is working with, they know what to expect. They know what Chris expects from them, and that's going to reduce those mistakes and misunderstandings that and things that the homeowner could get upset about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't get me wrong. There, we've had some bumps in the road with all subs in the past, and there again, just like the dealing with the client, it's how you problems can and will happen. Bottom mm-hmm. line, and they could be little ones, like a little bit of drywall dust on someone's countertops. It's how you handle the problem, which really is going to determine the end outcome of everything. So, if there's an issue with a sub, we address it. We let them know that the expectations weren't met, and we get them to fix it if it's something needs to be fixed or whatever the case might be. And we move on. And I often tell clients and even our trades, clients are number one. They pay us money. Our trade contractors are close number two, and our vendors mm-hmm. are close second, because they help us make money. It's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the subs, I preach to them, you know, the things you are doing here are very important. The things you do every day when you come to these job sites of CK Contracting, you know, your work is important. You're affecting the families that will live here. We work for mostly, many of our clients tend to be families with children. So, we're bettering their lives mm-hmm. Every day. You know, they can reap the rewards of a remodeled kitchen, an addition, whatever the case might be, every single day. They can You know, we try to preach the team atmosphere, and I really do believe it is important for everyone to be on the same page mm-hmm. and have the same vision as well.
Right. And hopefully everyone out there understands that the economy is red hot. There's so much remodeling and new construction going on that There is a shortage of labor in Charleston, and that does cause a bit of a delay to either start a project or finish a project. But let me do kind of a lightning round with you, Chris. I'm going to do a rundown of just different projects around the house. You tell me yes or no if this is something that CK Contracting would be happy to talk to a homeowner about. Let's say someone wants to remodel their in 2020 their kitchen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Master bath.
Yes.
Put an addition on a house.
Yes, we will.
Let's see. How about like a new maybe converting a deck to a sunroom to condition space.
We're doing one now.
Okay. How about like converting a frog to conditioned living space?
Yeah, we just recently entertained doing one of those. I can't think of off the top of my head of one we've done in the past, but yes, we will.
How about converting a garage to some living space for like an artist studio or you know something like a man cave kind of thing?
Most likely, yes. Typically, what we tell people is, we try to stick to projects $25,000 and up.
Mm-hmm.
We're best suited for projects like that. Now, however, existing clients that we've done work with before, we'll clean their gutters if we have to. Mm-hmm. You know, once they're in the wheelhouse, we definitely want to service them and continue to do that as well.
Gotcha. Well, let me just throw in my own two cents about remodeling. This happens to so many people. They're in their house. They decide they know they're going to move maybe, or maybe they don't know they're going to move. When they decide to move, they end up doing all this activity to fix the house up and get it ready for sale. To all those people out there, let me just give a piece of advice. If you love your house, if you love your neighborhood, if you like your house and you love your neighborhood and you want to stay in that same area, just do it. Just remodel your house. You're going to get a return on that investment. It might be a little bit tough to maybe activate a home equity loan and you're paying that off on a monthly basis or something. But the experience that you're going to get with your family is going to be so much enhanced with having a much better living space than you have right now. And the nice thing about it, and this is the great thing about improving your home, you will get if not all at most of your investment back when you do go to sell. It'll be an easier way to sell. Don't you agree, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. And you most, I don't see why you wouldn't get all of your money back, if not more, due to the fact that housing continues to go up, and it has its moments where it goes down, but overall the trajectory is up. Some clients or some people will defer projects and even maintenance, and then try to do it all at the end before moving. And just like you said, and I think I touched on this earlier as well, the people that live in the house are going to enjoy it so much more. Mm-hmm. One of our, I think it's on our website, our mindset behind a house is it's more than just a roof over your head. It's a place to provide protection and an environment to prosper. And with those words, it resonates with what you said as well. Your family can live better in there, and if you're are in a good environment, you should prosper. Bottom line, and we believe it is true. Absolutely, those words. And you'll also reap the benefits of getting getting the neighbors off your back about doing some work around mm-hmm. the house as well.
Well, how can folks get more information about CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. They can obviously go to the internet. We're www.ckcontractingsc.com. That's our website. Feel free to give us a call at the office. That number is 843-352-4975. And by all means, you could email me as well at chris.ckcontracting.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and they're located at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How are you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Jonathan, take a moment and tell everyone about Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So Aiden Fabrics is, first and foremost, a fabric store that is located in Mount Pleasant. We offer fabric by the bolt, by the yard. We have about 1,200 bolts of fabric, both indoor and outdoor fabrics, in our showroom. And we also offer services that pair with those fabrics. So we have a full service workroom that offers upholstery, drapery, bedding, pillows, anything that you can kind of make with that fabric, as well as new custom furniture. We both stock upholstered furniture in our store, as well as special order furniture, and a lot of other ancillary products that go along with the design services that we offer. So, for example, rugs, lighting, and case goods and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Jonathan, you've got some exciting news for us about a new location and a brand new building for Aiden Fabrics.
Yeah, it's exciting times. So we recently, about 2.5 years ago, knew that we needed to expand. The demand for custom furniture and in-stock furniture and other products that pair with our fabrics, we weren't able to stock and also just keep up with the demand for people wanting to get it that day or in stock, if you will. And so we decided to build our own building that we would own. And after about 2.5 years of going through the red tape with all the necessary movements, we made it happen. We just recently moved into the building a few weeks ago. We're located at the corner of 17 North and Highway 41 in Mount Pleasant. Most people can use either Seals Outboard Boat Shop or Sherwin-Williams as a landmark. We're just next door to Sherwin-Williams and the Go Store It facility right there near the corner of 17 North. So the expansion, again, was born out of the need to stock more products and more products that pair with the fabric that we already had. Of course, we like owning our own building and leasing from ourselves. That's a benefit. But the customers just kept saying over and over again that they loved our furniture. Sometimes they didn't even know that we offered furniture. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing that we want to do, is to clearly make a statement that, You know, we carry, you know, Sam Moore, Rowe Furniture, and a lot of other lines that they didn't see before because it wasn't as presented as well. So now that we have almost double the square footage, we went from 5,000 to a little over 8,000 square feet. They clearly walk in and just are, wow, this is great. Number one, the building looks great, but didn't know you even offered all these products.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun time at Eden Fabrics right now.
Yeah. I'm sure there was so much work and a lot of inconvenience for you and your staff to and Eden Fabrics moved twice, right?
We did. So it was a little frustrating, but it all worked together. We made it happen. My staff really just dug in and just made it work and made it happen. I mean, we always like to apologize to the general public that they had that, you know, thank you for bearing with us. We did have to move twice because our lease was up and we weren't quite done with construction, so we had to take a temporary space near the town center. And then about 2 months later, moved in. But the timing was great. Right now, the fall of the season, people are really doing a lot with their homes and want to get their homes ready for the holidays. And so we made it happen and got in, and the showroom is really taking shape nicely. And we're ready to rock and roll for the fall season.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Excellent. Well, kind of can you paint a picture for our listeners and describe what they're going to experience when they walk into the new Eden Fabrics? Do you refer to it as a showroom or a building?
We do. We call it our showroom. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing that I like to see the look on their face when they walk in is just the expansion. We have customers that have followed us for almost 15 years that have gone from the last three locations, and they just see this. I see this wow look on their face that it's big, it's open, it's broad. The fabric racks are sort of in the belly of the store, but then around the perimeter of the outside of the store, they immediately see the upholstered furniture, the rugs, the lighting, and the accessories that go along with all the design that we put together. But in addition to that, we've added a lot of wall space now. And so we've got additional fabric galleries. You know, customers are telling us that they like more and more to be able to shop almost like you would apparel, you know, t-shirts and things left or right. The stack books sometimes are a little bit hard to shop. And so I think what you immediately notice is that along the long spans of those walls, you can actually shop left to right, you know, your blues, your reds, your greens. You know, the fabric books are still relevant, but they can have that gallery at their disposal and there's no minimum. So 1 yard to a million yards, they just love being able to shop that way. They can navigate through the fabric samples a lot more easily. And again, with no minimums, there's no need to buy it, you know, like a 20-yard bolt or a 30-yard bolt. They can come in and get whatever they need and usually get the fabric in with about 7 to 10 days. So mm-hmm. it's pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what they've been mostly seeing is just, wow, it's so big, it's so open. And also, by the way, I didn't even know that you carried furniture, and now I clearly see that.
Mm-hmm. Those are like appear to be like 25 or 30 foot ceilings in there.
They are, and they did a great job. You know, I mean, it's sort of a raw finish in the ceiling, which I'm kind of cool with. You know,
that's
the AC.
Popular. That
it
industrial
is.
Look.
Yeah, I mean, we had an option to kind of close it in and do it in paint. I didn't want things to feel closed in. I mm-hmm. wanted it to be open and airy and illuminated. As you can imagine, the illumination, the lighting is really important to us to see the clarity and to see the true color of the fabric. So when I talked to my builder in the very beginning, I said, there are two things that I absolutely want outside of the space expansion. I want a lot of windows to bring in the natural light, and I also want the best lighting that you can get me in the market to show my customers the true color of the fabric. And people have really commented on that a lot, that the fabric, they love the lighting. It's a great, clear daylight to see the colors of the fabric, so they can, it's just a better shopping experience.
And did you say that Eden Fabrics has a workroom on site as well?
So it's actually not on site. We work with two or three different workrooms that are off site, but we bring everything into the store, and we now have a full dedicated room for outgoing work and then a full dedicated room for incoming work. And so customers can drop their product off to either be recovered or it may just start in our store with brand new fabric and product. And then it goes out and comes back and usually in about 6 weeks. Mm. And they can either pick it up at the store or we'll deliver it. But the actual work is done in the workroom offsite.
I know the window's slowly closing on this, but is there still time to come to Eden Fabrics to get some work done for the holidays?
It is, yes. Obviously, If it was a real large scale product, maybe not. I would definitely still inquire. But yeah, I mean, till the end of October, if they really can get in and make a decision and get work in production, we can get their product done before the Thanksgiving holiday. But they would want to go ahead and start coming in and selecting fabrics and get things in motion. The sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. And then the beginning of November, probably the next deadline would be for the holiday, for Christmas, right?
That's right. Gotcha. Yeah, most people tell us they'd like to get, if they're going to get done for Christmas, they're also going to get done for Thanksgiving. So, but yeah, both holidays are, we can work with both holidays.
Gotcha. And, Jonathan, talk about the big, grand opening that Aiden Fabrics has planned.
We're really excited about our grand opening, and, we want to make sure that all the interior designers or decorators in the town or people that are in the trade know that they are invited to our preview VIP event, which is going to be the day before our grand opening. So that event is on Wednesday, November 6th, right after we close at 5:30. If you are an interior designer or decorator or work in the trade, if you did not get an invitation, please email us at contact@aidenfabrics.com. So the idea behind that event is to give them a first glance at the showroom to talk about our designer discount program, what discount on our products and services that they're entitled to, and just to show them the showroom, show them our new lines, and give them the first preview. The next day, on Thursday, November 7th, at 9:30, we'll have our official Town of Mount Pleasant ribbon-cutting ceremony, as well as open our doors to the public for our quote-unquote grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the night before, we're going to have beverages and some food, you know, cocktails and beverages, and as well as food for that event. And then during the day, we'll have some snacks and drinks throughout the day on the 7th. And we will have grand prizes. We'll be doing drawings. When you come in, you can register your name or drop a business card. We're going to do a $500 gift card as the grand prize, and then two lower-level gift cards at $250 valued at each. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to get in and register for that. Also, make sure that you're following us on social media, because there'll be separate gifts and giveaways on Instagram and Facebook of similar values.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, we'd love for them to come see us at 1172 Highway 41. We're in Suite 101, the main suite. If you need to call us, you can reach us at 843-216-0008. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or go to our website at aidenfabrics.com, which is A-I-D-E-N fabrics.com.
And this is right at the beginning of 41, so people don't have to drive up 41 very far.
Yeah, we want to make
right
sure
off
they,
of 17.
We want to make sure they know that it's actually pretty close to the intersection of 17, right there on 41. I think we're the third building on the right as soon as you turn left onto 41.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.